Father, Lord of heaven and earth, you have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen. I say to you, there is no one who has given up houses, or brothers or sisters, or mother or father, or children or lands, for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more, now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mother and children and names, with persecutions, and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you,
Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated.
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a very important moment. We share together a moment of prayers which Jesus left to his church before leaving. The Holy Mass is always the most important act of worship. And the Eucharistic celebration, we know, is the center of our spiritual and liturgical life. Every day, we as a priest and our people, through the offering of bread and the wine, actually represented the sacramental presence of Jesus, and we are united to the mystery of salvation. Therefore, the Eucharist liturgy is the summit of our priestly life, our Christian life, through which Christ is united to his church and intercedes to the Father for the salvation of humanity. As a priest, we must never forget that this highest task has been bestowed upon us by the Church on the day of our priestly ordination. The Gospel reminds us when the Apostle asked Jesus, "What about us? We left house, We left our belongings. We are following you. What about us? The same question came to us in the day of our Christi ordination. It was then that also we promised to undertake the commitment to exercise for the rest of our lives the mystery entrusted to us as a faithful cooperators of episcopal order and the generous servants of the people of God under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. As a priest, we know that there was a personal and a public commitment that was made before the assembly of the faithful. It was an act of great generosity, filled as it was with great trepidation from being aware of the limits of our human nature. As we think of that moment, we as a priest, I hope that the same generosity and the same initial enthusiasm of wanting to fulfill worthily the mystery of the breaking of bread and the preaching of the gospel will resurface in each one of us, both once again, now, and also forever. With the passage of years, either we will grow in joy of our offering and our awareness of the ministry that we have received, even to the point of sanctioning the undeserved grace that has been placed into our weak and fragile hands. Or this joy will dwindle in a way that is dangerous. As St. Paul says, Christ, however, remains faithful and does not withdraw his gift, but rather he gives us confidence, exhorts us, and comforts us. Nonetheless, it is still possible to lose this gift, which has been placed into our hands. It happens when we begin to lose our taste of God, losing the desire for prayer and the enthusiasm of a faithful offering, becoming lukewarm in ministerial service and allowing ourselves instead to become accustomed or attracted to human affection or material goods that have nothing to do with the generosity that was first given. You understand that these are words. It's a short meditation of the priesthood and the faithful must treasure and must pray to have holy priests in the church and in the midst of our society. And as a faithful, we understand also what means be priest today in this world. Like the apostles asked Jesus about themselves, and Jesus was teaching to them their mission and the role to to sanctify the people of God. We remember when Jesus was asked by a young man, "What I have to do in order to inherit eternal life?" Jesus called this young man to himself, inviting the man to leave everything and to follow him. But the youth went away sad because he was accustomed to the goods and riches that he possessed. The gospel, so, remind us that for many reasons we can lose our identity, or as a priest, or as a faithful. But the common denominator, nevertheless, involves one becoming estranged from Christ. We can lose our vocation, or as a priest, and this is something particular, or we can lose our faith as a Christian. We have a treasure about the gift given to us by God. When we don't love anymore, we lose the gifts we receive. Jesus is faithful to the gift, but we are faithful, we can lose it. So we can also have this experience in receiving, but also in throwing away what we receive. When in the life of a priest or a faithful, the Eucharist becomes arduous. Those who are Christians once a year, the priests who are not celebrating anymore the Eucharist. When prayer is abandoned, when the charity becomes unbearable, others always appear to be problems. Or if the offering of oneself to a life of chastity loses its meaning, then it indicates that the gift of a priesthood, or our faith as a Christian, is in a state of a crisis and soon will be lost. Nevertheless, there can be also an attachment to goods, for truly, as the Pope Francis says, evangelical poverty protect us from spiritual worldliness. When one is full of itself, of his good, his man, or everything he has, he doesn't need God, he doesn't need Christ, he doesn't need a priest to be priest, he doesn't need to be Christian. This evangelical poverty will help us not to forget God. Not to forget that we are loved by God. And when love is lost in our life, there is nothing can substitute. The celebration of the Eucharist binds us in an entirely unique and singular way to Christ and to the people of God as a community, opening us to charity and the fraternity while offering us life each other. Therefore, the Eucharist assures that we remain connected to Christ and to the Church, which is the community of faith to which we are tangibly linked. Finally, the Eucharist is the source of evangelization and of listening. Today we are living with a great risk because we have let ourselves to become by an administrative spirit and by the functional aspects of our organizational system without realizing, losing sight of the needs of individual persons, who instead are at the center of our priestly mission and the Christian life. We do not find the time to listen ourselves. Also listening ourselves, what I want, what about my life? Sometimes we prefer more than listening ourselves and the interior parts of ourselves. We prefer to speak with the computer, speaking with the media, but less with the person. We lack dialogue and the mutual edification. I do not want to talk at length, it's just a little meditation. Rather, I decide to emphasize with you, my dear brothers, in the priesthood, my dear faithful brothers in Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ, both the importance of our life, or as a priest, or as a Christian. Because what we have has been entrusted to us, as well as to give a caution about fragility and the temptation we have that destroy it. Each one of us is called to bear fruit with our offering, deepening the mystery of Christ in our own lives and fortifying ourselves with prayer so that we do not become lost in the human and the technological babble that prevails in our present society. Please, let us not be tempted to become bureaucrats of the sacred as a priest and the bureaucrats of Christian life. Heavily affected today by certain scandals we know in the media in the past days, the Church needs to form and have priests and the faithful according to the heart of Christ, with a constant and a profound bond of Him, who calls us friends, and who for us is the way, the truth, and the life. Priests and faithful conform to the will of Jesus, who is the source of our priesthood and our Christian life. We'll be generous and faithful always in the ministry that the Church has entrusted to us. I give my sincere appreciation to all of you, my brothers, priests, for your pastoral commitment, and to all of you for your commitment for the good, for the sake of the sick, the poor, of all our brothers and the sisters who are in need also of our